You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Shop all things Jerry Johnson at TheRealJerry.com.
Jerry's World is brought to you by Less Is More Events. Get live.
Welcome to Jerry's World.
Hey, 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 Jerry's World. Today we have two beautiful women in the house. We have the writer of a new hit show on Amazon called Chase Street. Her name is Shakira Ruiz Thomas, and she has brought along one of the lead actresses with her. And you all know her. Her name is Miss Terrell Hicks.
This is Cherry's World.
Hey, if you're listening to Cherry's World Podcast on Apple Podcasts and iTunes, please give us a 5-star. Let us know what you think. Leave us a review. I want to hear from you. Thank you.
Would you like to advertise on Cherry's World and have your product placed on Cherry's social media for the world to see? Email us now at cherrysworldpodcast@gmail.com for low introductory rates. Cherry's World Podcast. Get heard.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Shop all things Jerry Johnson at TheRealJerry.com.
Okay, well, hey everybody at Cherry's World. I'm Terrell Hicks, and I'm here to talk about Chase Street.
Hey,
ma'am.
And I am Shakira Ruiz Thomas. I play Maria on Chase Street.
Amazing. That's Mr. Courtney, and I am Cherry.
How you doing? How you doing, beautiful ladies? How you doing?
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm excited. I thought we were going to have a man on the show, and it was going to be like, you know, I've been with testosterone all day, so I'm happy to have my sisters in the house.
I know. It feels good, right?
Yeah. Girl power.
Courtney needs to be outnumbered because I've been outnumbered all day.
Oh.
And I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
So, ladies, I don't know who wants to take this, but let's find out about Chase Street.
Okay, I can go, right? I can go. Well, like I said, I'm Terrell Hicks, and on Chase Street, I play Beverly Johnson, and she is from Philadelphia. She moves to Camden, and she takes a job at the local newspaper, and she basically doesn't know how the political world works in Camden, New Jersey, and she starts writing articles to get down to the truth of the corruption, and she ruffles a few feathers, and they're not happy with her at all.
Now, they told me you were a writer. Are you writing the episodes, or are you just a writer on the show?
I'm actually am a writer on the show, and I do play the character Maria as well. So Chase Street essentially is a play on words. Because everyone in the city is on the chase for something, whether you have the police that's on the chase for the criminals, or the politicians that are on chase for power, or the citizens who are on a chase for the American dream. Everyone is like on a chase for something. And essentially what it Chase Sheet really is a political crime drama set in Camden, New Jersey. And it's kind of where three families intersect their lives as far as the streets and politics go. So that's really what it is. Terrell, she's playing, as she said before, Beverly, who's a reporter, and she's like doing a fantastic job. My character, Maria, she's kind of like a female gangster. She's like real, real bad. You know, she's a bad girl. So she's like a lot of fun to play. I'm really enjoying her, and she's super ambitious, and she's really trying to like, you know, make a power move on the city and really kind of take over. So it's a really exciting character to play. There's so many storylines, and episode one is directed by Clifton Powell. Yeah, so that was definitely great to have a veteran like him. We have veterans like Terrell. Again, we have Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos. We have Freeway. We have Gilly the Kid. And a bunch of other known faces you're going to see. So I think people are going to really enjoy this one.
I don't even watch TV. I'll just throw it out there. But you guys got me hooked. When I got the little thing and I got the email and I went on Amazon, because it's on Amazon Prime. Wondering where you can see. There's a lot of things going on Chase Street that are kind of synonymous to what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
Is that purposefully or was that just a coincidence?
I want to say that it's unavoidable. Because we try to keep the story as true to the city and to the people as possible. So there is a lot of history that, like, you're going to definitely see some storylines with people who, you know, if they know anything about Camden, they're going to be kind of familiar with it. So it's like, you know, it's really hard not to make it current, you know, if you're trying to keep it true to its essence. So, yeah.
I know we want to keep this current, but I just have to, like, go groupie really quick. Miss Hicks, girl, yes. I am a huge fan.
Oh, I'm a fan of yours as well. And are it's so serious? Good to see your face doing your thing.
Thank you so much. You don't understand how much that means to me, because I know, like, as actors, we kind of just like go through life and do our things, and I didn't even know.
No, not me. I fan hard on a lot of people. I do. And you on Punky Brewster playing that, you know, the girl you played was a light in my childhood. Even though we were the same age still, I looked up to you. I wasn't on TV at that time. So you were the brown girl that I looked up to. So
thank you.
Thanks and for that.
Thank you, baby, because Keisha, let me
alter ego. Keisha's a hot mess.
I was so in love with you when I was Belly, and I was transitioning from like a kid show, kind of coming off of Family Matters.
Yeah.
Trying to find my way as an actress, as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I studied your every movement. At one point, I knew your every line. You killed that movie, and you were the soul.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you. I mean, Keisha, her role was, it was just easy for me to gravitate to her because, again, I grew up in the Bronx, a project girl, had dreams, wanted to get out. Everybody wants to chase the money, back to Chase Street, but everybody wants to chase the money and chase that dream that they have. So, you know, that's basically what I pretty much put into that role. I embodied all the things that I was going through at that time and formed Keisha, and so she's your everyday round the way girl, but she's so relatable to just, you know, everybody who just want to strive for better and be a positive image, you know, at the end of the day. That's what we want to be. We want to shed some light. So I'm glad she got to that at the end of the movie, like, you know, I'm better than this is who I am, you know.
I'm from Pittsburgh, so right. I saw her all day every day. Cool. Because I just got off of Family Matters, but I wasn't trying to go back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I feel you.
So I just had to take a moment and say that and get it out, because if I saw
no problem.
I would have screamed.
No problem, but I'm excited to be a part of Chase Street. I think the series is wonderful. It, like you said, there is a lot going on, and Beverly wants to get the report on it all and just blast everybody. Everybody doing the wrong thing. She want to put it out there, regardless of if, you know, it's going to get her in trouble, get her killed, et cetera. She doesn't care. She has, like, that gutsy spirit to just get it done, to get her job done and do it in excellence. So I'm happy to be a part of Chase Street.
Aww. Now, you all said that Freeway and who else from the state property on that? Said Freeway, who else?
Clifton, yeah. I know.
Clifton Powell.
No, you said Freeway and somebody else from state property. I can't remember.
I said Gilly the Kid.
Gilly the Kid, yeah. No, okay, he went with state property. But yeah, Gilly, I was actually on tour with Gilly a long time ago. But yeah, so what was it like getting those Philly guys to be part of a Philly-based show?
Well, you know what? For me, unfortunately, I didn't have any scenes with them, right? Okay. But I did write for some of their scenes. And just to see their talent and to see their transition as artists from musicians to actors, that was just so inspiring to me. And, you know, I just felt like, wow, like it just brought the best out of the characters. And I was just so impressed. And I just, you know, I just love to see our people evolve and become better artists with time. And they definitely like really brought it to the table, you know?
Where are y'all from?
Originally?
Yeah, where are you originally from?
Well, I'm from Brooklyn. Okay. I'm a Brooklyn girl, so I could totally relate to the whole concept of Chase Street. But originally, I was actually born in Honduras. Oh. And I came here when I was a baby, like about one, I think one.
I'm listening to your accent, trying to figure out.
Now, watching it, I did not realize that we were going to have a woman writer on, which I'm really excited. How do you like prepare to write for a bunch of kind of gangster men?
You know something? That's a really, really good question. Like for me, I'm actually the only woman on the writing team. So I was just gifted, like the senior writer, Thomas Freeman, he originated the character Maria. Because a funny story, when I auditioned for Chase Street, I auditioned for the role of Kelly, which I did not get. So Maria was kind of like the character he had in the background, simmering. And he asked me if I would be interested in playing her. And when I heard about it, I was like, yeah, definitely. Because she was so like badass. And I was like, I definitely want to play her. And so he gave me the opportunity to write for her. So I think, in many ways, writing for her, she just has to hold her own with a bunch of men. And I think, you know, it's just something that comes naturally because I don't play her like a man and I don't write her like she's a man. You know, she's just a woman who's, you know, from the streets, she's urban, you know, but she's ambitious, you know, and she's also calculating. So I take all of those things that I feel are female traits, actually, you know, that some people might mistake them as being very masculine, but she's just in a different arena. She's in an arena with men, you know? So, you know, like I said, I just write for her as a woman. And as far as the men, you know, with some of the storylines, you know, we have a really good team of writers. So, you know, they'll bounce an idea off to me and I'll just give my input and, you know, vice versa. There's sometimes they'll give me an idea for Maria that I didn't think about, you know, and we just go from there. But yeah, I just kind of like, you know, I feel like I have to bring that feminine, you know, energy to her and to the show, you know.
There's some great writing on the show. Yeah. But it makes me question. I ain't trying to get nobody in trouble or nothing. But they say you can only write about what you know.
That
makes me go,
Well, let's just say I know somebody that knows somebody, right?
Girl, don't let Cherry get you in no trouble.
I will take that, but you've done a phenomenal job.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm just like, yes. I'm just so blessed to have, you know, actors and actresses like Terrell and Clifton and everyone else who I mentioned to be like these veteran actors, like to write for them. Like, that's so amazing to me. So I feel really blessed.
But it is amazing, though, to see it. Cherry, I didn't even think about that. Like, how many Black women now? Well, let me ask you this. Get the role to start writing. Was that, what came first, I should say?
So the writing, I'm sorry, the acting came first.
Okay.
And then with time, just, you know, developing a relationship with the writers and the producers, I just let them know, hey, you know I can write, right? You know I can write. So I kept putting that in there. You know I can write. So eventually, you know, they gave me a shot, because I think, you know, you just have to prove yourself and be good at what you're hired to do first. And then with that, when they see that they could trust you with that, then they'll trust you with something else. And that goes with any position, I think. So that's just like, I kind of climb from there, you know?
Phenomenal. And Terrell, what was your, like, did you audition? Was it an offer? What was the process like of getting the job?
It actually was an offer. Thomas Freeman called me and he said, I have a role that's perfect for you. Are you interested? I'm going to send you the script. I read it. And I was like, sure. I'd love to play this sassy reporter. Yes. And then the rest is history. Showed up the red day and shot.
For people who don't know, like, that's a big honor. Because even Halle Berry still auditions.
Yeah.
So when you get an offer and you don't even have to go in for a meeting, and it's not necessarily somebody that you have a relationship with.
Right. I'm always honored when that happens, because that means that they value my work enough to know that the character that they trust me with, I'm going to bring it. And give my best. So that's what I did with Beverly. And again, yeah, like I said, I'm honored that Thomas called me and thought about me. And I did what I needed to do.
Do you find that it's more pressure than if you actually had auditioned, whereas someone actually had a vision for you? So do you find that?
You know what? The funny thing is, I mean, that's happened to me a lot in my life. God has just blessed me in that way. Not to brag, but I'll brag on God and the things that he's done for me. But even Belly, Keisha, I never auditioned for her. Hype came up with that and he said, I see you in it, do it. And I'm like, okay, well, create. So when I read the script, if I'm offered it, I just really try to read what the character is about and put myself in those shoes and give the best portrayal of that character that I can give, and the director either like it or they don't. And I've been lucky thus far that, you know, my work has, you know, proven to be
It's more than alright. It's more than
alright. Well, I'm humbled in every sense. I am.
Your characters live with us forever.
Oh, thank you.
Do you think Belly, not just stop talking about Chase Street, but I got to ask you a question about Belly. Do you think Belly has aged well? Because
oh my God,
there's some. Yes. Well, I love it, but
yes,
in this era, you know, like I just the one scene with Tommy and Vita. I forget her name. You know, her being 15. You know how she what she told you. You know, so like did that age well?
I mean. That's what's going on today, probably even more so than ever. I mean, you know, this generation is wild. So I think it definitely aged well. I think it definitely speaks to this generation and what they're doing and what they're seeing. But I also think that the outcome of your decision and your choices are all at the end of that movie. And it doesn't really play out well for anybody. It plays out that, thank God I made it through the madness that I went through. So I hope that this generation that's watching Belly, that they get that life is not it. You know, it's glamour, it's flashy, it's money, but there's a price to pay for all of that when you're doing it and getting it the wrong way.
Absolutely. Are you ladies mothers?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you guys moms?
I am a mom. I have a 20-year-old and I have a 10-year-old. Same baby daddy. I blame him, but
gorgeous. Yeah.
Thank you. So I have a 20-year-old. He's 21 in December. So and again, you know,
Belly appeals to his age group. So I have to, you know, explain. He's like, oh, mom, man, you know, everybody talks about Belly. Your mom is Keisha, you know. And I know at first he was embarrassed by it, but he had to get over it. He got over it. And now he's like, you're like a legend. Like, people really love you. And I'm like, and I it's a blessing. It's a blessing that I can 25 something years plus still talk about that movie and be an inspiration to brown girls, you know, all over America to appreciate their skin color and love themselves. And I'm happy to be a part of that movement. So, yes.
So yes. As mommies, right, this has been a tough year, I think, for all brown moms. Yes. What conversations are you having with your kids behind closed doors?
Well, for me, I mean, Jaden is fortunate to have his dad in his life who guides him, who's raising him to be the young prince that he needs to be before he gets to the king with his own family and his own responsibilities. It's not really much that I have to say to him because he has a father as an example to implement those behaviors that he needs to see. So again, I'm blessed in that sense, but all I tell him to do is always do good, always do what you know is right. And when you hear that voice inside telling you to do the wrong things, then you know that the outcome is not going to be what you expect it to be, but it's going to be something bad. So listen to it. You know, we have these intuitions sometimes, you know, and kids have them too, that something will tell them to do something, but something to say, no, don't do that. And they still do it anyway. So when you hear that voice, you got to know to listen. So I always tell them, you know, be in tune with yourself and who you are. You don't have to follow anybody. Just be who you are. And that's a positive young black prince and wear it proud. I mean, as far as all the brutality and the police and the cops and everything that's going on, I tell him to stand up for his rights. You know, you have rights. You are a human being. You are a person. You're not a thing. You have rights and you need to exercise your rights. Read the laws. Know what it is that you deserve. Know what it is that, you know, you can fight for. And that's equality as a black man.
What about you? What kind of conversations are you having with your babies?
Well, my daughter, she's 8 years old. I only have one. And to break it down for her at this young age, I just try to, just to piggyback off of what Terrell said, you know, I just try to teach her to be a leader and it's okay not to be like the rest of her friends, you know, and it's okay to not fit in at times. And it's interesting because over here we're doing all of the remote learning, and yeah. So I've been at home a lot teaching, you know, her. And she, the only communication she really has with her friends is like virtual, right? So when she logs on, she's in this virtual world, and it's a little, you know, it's a little scary to let your kids go out in there. And I'm always trying to like look over her shoulder to see what she's doing. But just to hear that, you know, certain little things that we've taught her, whether it be like even just, you know, with her language and stuff like that, I noticed that it stays with her. Like the kids, they really listen. Like, you know, I hear her say, mommy, I don't like the way that they speak. And I'm like, you know, it's okay. It's okay. You know, and it's good because what's important is how you speak, you know, so don't let it get you down. So I just try as best as I can to instill that she has to listen to herself and what she knows is right.
Absolutely. I'm a homeschool mom, so your baby will be okay. My daughter is only 6 years old, but she's going into the fourth grade.
Okay.
I homeschool because she's really advanced.
Right. But, oh, that's awesome.
Thank you. But just to like ease your nerves a little bit, if you're worried about your kid not having that interaction on a daily basis, she'll survive.
Okay. Me a little nervous, but that's glad to hear that.
Yes, Roblox has saved us because she's used to doing activities 4 days a week. She played, you know, she does taekwondo and she played soccer. And that was her interaction with kids and where her friends came from. We don't have that, but now they're all on Roblox, girl. Carrie's World News is
Spotlight. Available now on pensdeep.com as well as Spotify, Do What I Want, featuring Sophia Camille, Pens Deep. Also, the interview is available now on the official YouTube channel of Cherry John.
What was I doing? I do it again.
New music I take the class my regrets. The things out. You can't change to bring you the most stress. Mike Strong, I'm Only Human. Available now on Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music. Casanova Black, The Collection, Jay Hollins, Spend the Night. Available now on Spotify, Tidal, and Apple Music.
Everyone in need till the morning comes.
When the night begins to fall, and the light begins to come around, baby, I'll be here for the taking.
Sing me.
Johnson 75 Music Spotlight.
I just have a question about being mothers, especially because you say you have a 20-year-old.
I have a 20-year-old. Yes.
Hey, do you find your kids, both of you, find your kids interested in like what mommy's doing and want to be, you know, part of it? Actually, you see that like maybe a role, maybe for them, or do you just like nah, let them be kids? You know what?
I let my son be, and it naturally happened for him. He raps, he writes. His dad is very musical. He's a musical producer, so it comes naturally for him. I'm a singer as well, so I didn't force him to do anything. It just kind of developed, and now he makes his own music. He makes his own beats. His artist name is JD Ballin, so you know he's going for it. He's in he goes to Nyack College, so he's also going to get that degree, because I'm like, you know, you need a fallback, you always need a fallback, so you have to complete your education and fly, baby, fly. So that's what I tell him.
That's beautiful. I was going to ask you that, Terrell, is Beverly going to sing at all?
I don't think so. But I'm cool with her not singing because, you know, every role, I don't have to sing. And sometimes I just really like to act and just, you know, she's not a singer. She's a reporter.
I got to ask because I can't sing a lick, right?
Oh.
So for me not being able to sing a lick, you guys are in New York, like, there's nothing I would love more than to, like, do the theater.
Yeah.
But it has to be a musical. I don't want to just get up there and act. I want to get up there and blow. Yeah. But I can't blow because I can't sing.
Aw. Sorry.
How is COVID affecting the schedule now? Like, do you know, like, when y'all going back or anything? Or?
Well, we're not really sure just yet when we're going back. Because Chase Street was actually made over a course of a few years.
Yeah.
So it definitely was a labor of love. But I suspect we'll probably be back to filming maybe the top of the year, maybe sooner, you know. But I think it's going to be pretty soon.
So that means we get a second season.
We're writing it right now. So absolutely.
Really? How many episodes do you guys do?
Well, for season one, it was 6 episodes. But if you, when you see it on Amazon Prime, it's listed as 2, but in reality, it was initially supposed to be 1, but that was just, you know, I guess maybe for marketing purposes. But a full second season will be about 10 episodes, and you know, we're starting working on it right now. And let me tell you, it's going to be so good. It's going to, because with every episode, it gets better and better and better. And that's what everyone across the board has told us. So when, you know, taking all that feedback and doing what we're doing right now with the writers, oh my God, it's going to be amazing.
I'm excited. Do we know what's going to happen with Beverly? Have they given?
Yes. 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 We've been working on that. And,
You know what?
She, let's just say she's gonna have to put up a fight. She's gonna have to put up a little bit of a fight in season 2. It's gonna be good because she's gonna, you know, she's gonna ruffle a few feathers for sure. And that's what I'm gonna say right now. I don't wanna get in trouble.
Yeah, you gotta get in trouble.
Close to the computer. I was all listening. I am so excited just to see women on a show in power positions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I do want to give Shakira her props and, you know, just for representing us as women and, you know, stepping out there and writing and just like keeping us in the line of fire where, you know, we're being noticed and we're being seen as brown girls.
Well, thank you so much, Terrell, and I just want to say thank you to you too, because this is definitely an honor to be part of a show that you're part of, because you've inspired. I mean, you've paved the way for a character like Maria. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you.
So that's, you know, that's super cool, and I'm definitely glad you're on our team.
Yep, happy to be there, and this season is going to be bigger and better.
Courtney, I'm sorry, I just wanted to say I think it's beautiful that you guys work together, because what people don't really know, just because y'all work together don't mean you're friends. Hollywood is like every other job, so I think it's really beautiful that you guys really appreciate, love, and have a respect for each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely. I haven't had any scenes with Terrell yet, but I hope that, you know, our paths will cross. I don't know how we're going to work that out on the show, but you know, hopefully I'm rooting for that. And you know, like I said, I have so much respect for her, you know, her talent, her beauty, the fact that she's been part of legendary stuff. So, you know, that admiration for me is 100% genuine, you know.
Beautiful.
You know, seeing that you're writing and stuff like that, it brings me back to, I think it was a time when, I get the names mixed up, but a lot of black women have been writing for these prominent shows and stuff. And I think that it's good that you continue in that, like with Courtney Van Kemp with Power and Shonda Rhimes. And you know what I'm saying? So it's good to see you continue. Are they like inspiration to you? Or?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I've always had the notion that, you know, as a black woman, I just feel like you always have to strive for excellence. Being good is just not good enough. You know what I mean? So for me to see women on their A game like that consistently, that definitely, it lets me know that it's achievable and it's something that I respect. And it lets me know that, hey, you know what? don't just be mediocre at what you do. Go give it your all, give it 1,000%. And that's what, if anything that I learned from watching this woman, those women, it's that. It's just, you know, just be the best, you know? And yeah, that's definitely something that I try to apply to my own work ethic.
I'm sorry, Quinny. I'm just saying there's not a lot of Black writers that are
female. Exactly. It's not. Mm-hmm. Can you take me inside like the writer's room? Like, how does that work? Do you just like, you're all sitting there and then you like write something and you come up with an idea and you pass it along and then they say yay or nay? Or like, how does that work?
Well, essentially, like with the writer's room for the first season, you know, when I came on board, I think I want to say maybe episode 3 as a writer. And so like the Bible was already written, like, and for those listening who don't know what a Bible is, it's kind of like an outline as to what the season is going to look like. And pretty much like, I'm going to be honest with you, like the writers, they get, like Tom, he gave me so much freedom to write for my character. You know, so what we did was we kind of like divided the storyline. So I wrote a lot for Maria's storyline. I wrote for other storylines as well. But he kind of like really entrusted me. And, you know, if, you know, he's the lead writer. So if something doesn't work, he doesn't like, he'll change it. And there's no ego there with me. There's no ego there with him either. You know, he's definitely really open to the idea. So we kind of like allocated storylines. And I think now though, probably since we had that experience writing for these characters, probably for the second season, you know, they may say write the entire episode, whatever episode it is. So it's just going to be a little bit more responsibility, you know, in writing episodes. But being that I'm so familiar with the characters, you know, each one of us, you know, once we kind of sketch out and frame out the season, we'll have our own episodes that we're in charge of. So that's going to be something new.
Mm-hmm. How do you find the voice? Because every character has a voice, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you go in and find the voice, especially writing for these male characters?
I always think about motivation. And I'm really big on who are these characters before you see them? You know, what's happened to them before you see them? You know, why, like the why is so important to me. So that's really where I get the voice from. Like I, you know, whenever I write, I got to know everything about the character before I write about the character. It's super important. All of that research, even if it's all in my head, but that I know where this person came from and why they made the choices that they made. So it's really about the why for me. And also, in doing the research with the town, and there's so many people from Camden working on this show about Camden. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing too, because sometimes you have shows where writers, like they're not familiar, you know, with the history maybe, or maybe they don't have that personal one-on-one experience, you know, but here it is, I'm working with people from the town of Camden, so I kind of understand their plight, you know, and so it makes it a little bit easier.
I'm sorry.
Where, how far is Camden outside of Philly?
Right over the bridge, from what I understand, like maybe about a half an hour away.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know too much about it. But like, when you're doing that, do you actually like ride through that area and like meet and talk with people? Or did like how close did you get?
We were right in the thick of it. So here it is when I'm filming, like, you know, whenever I had to film, I'm driving down from New York, you know, trying to explain to my family, why am I driving to Camden, New Jersey of all places? Like, aren't you scared? I'm like, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm not scared. You know what I mean? So, yeah, like, you know, when you're actually there and you're driving through the town and, you know, you're meeting the people, you get to see a lot. But one thing that I will say, in spite of the reputation that Camden may have, there are a lot of good people in Camden. There are a lot of good people, and it made me feel secure when I was filming to know that the people were good, and you know, they just wanted to have a voice, you know, and the show just means so much to the people over there. So, you know, it just felt like a good thing for me.
I'm sure they're proud.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be their representation.
Yeah, one of them, absolutely.
Do you feel a responsibility? Because for me as an actress, I do feel a responsibility to young Black girls out there. There are certain roles that I won't take and certain things I don't do. Do you feel a responsibility with even your character, Maria?
I definitely do. You know what, for me, to me, I look at art and I look at being an actor as like being a mirror. So to me, you know, Maria's a very flawed character, but I think she's going to grow a lot in the show. And to me, it's really important to show the truth of where she came from and who she is and what her motivations are, but also to do it in a way that sheds light on what young women of color have to go through, you know? So I think that's a huge responsibility, you know, and you know, for her, she's like a boss, you know, she's really, even though she's trying to expand her, I guess her reign, so to speak, in an environment that's not necessarily the most moral, she's going to find out a lot about herself. And I think that's what's important to me, is that in that journey, in her journey, that the women that are watching can find out a lot about themselves too. And that, you know, they give themselves an opportunity to change and evolve. So that's what I'm hoping to see for her, you know, that change and that growth. And to tell her truth, you know, because it's not a perfect truth, but as you get to know her, then you're gonna understand why. And, you know, I think young women will start to understand themselves a little bit more too.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? In the process. So yeah, it's a huge responsibility. Oh my goodness, to be an actor, just, you know, and a writer. And I just feel so honored to have these jobs. These are such noble jobs for me, you know, I think. And I take them seriously.
I can tell.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's sweet, because I feel like we don't get the respect that we used to get thanks to things like, and I hate to say like I'm bashing, but reality TV. I don't feel like these women have a responsibility to anyone but themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't feel the responsibility of the women who are going to come after them, or the younger generation, or even their children. They're just thinking, you know, I got to throw this drink on this girl and punch her in the face because it's how I'm going to get my check.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And to hear another thespian or actor, you know, actually care, it means a lot.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. You know, I know exactly what you're saying, because sometimes, like, even in not only like reality TV, but sometimes in the music, in the songs and the imagery of Black women, sometimes I'm like, wait a second, like, what are you doing to us?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? What are you doing to us? What are you doing to our image? Like, you know, who gave you the right to do that to us? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you know, when I look at that, I think you got to have a certain amount of grace too for those women who are there, who are selling themselves short. You got to have some amount of grace for them and hope that they can evolve too, you know, and get past that. But, you know, what I would like to see is just more women behind the scenes calling the shots, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, in that, then we can make sure that the right images of ourselves get out there. You know what I'm saying? So that to me is, you know, so, you know, I'm just praying that, you know, God will give me more opportunities to have that voice of, you know, whether it's a writer or, you know, whatever else behind the scenes, that I can just, you know, write something that's really good content, you know, for us women.
It's so funny hearing you all talk about this, because today as we speak, Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion just released their new song video and everything, and I saw trending that men were more upset about it it seems like, than women. And I guess it was because of this whole maybe women's libertation, you know, don't put us in a box. But it made me think about one time when I was a kid in the 80s, a barber, he was at the barber shop, and he couldn't understand why his beautician came in with jogging pants on and sometimes wore jeans. He said, a woman's supposed to wear slacks or a skirt. And even in the 90s, he got upset because the same barber, he owned the shop, that this girl was wearing jeans. Like, a woman ain't supposed to dress like this. A woman ain't supposed to act like this. And I guess it was just like, I'm trying to look at it from both ways. Maybe like this is women saying, nah, nobody's going to tell us how we spoke. We're not going to be looked at the way you want us to be viewed. This is us. And I guess this is what you get, you know, off subject of Chase Street, but I'm just saying, like, continuing, y'all.
I haven't seen the video, so I can't shit on either one of the women, but I
do. I watched it 632 now.
I know that they've made a career out of sexualizing themselves, and that's what works for them. But then there's also a bunch of us who, we have so much more than our bodies. You know, we're actually smart, intelligent, and I'm not taking anything from them. I'm not saying they're not smart and intelligent women, but that's their niche. That's the niche that they've decided in which they're going to make their money. Mm-hmm. For women like us, we've chosen a different path, hopefully so the women that come after us don't feel that that's all that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got daughters, man.
We have daughters, absolutely. And you know, it's interesting, like, with what you just said just now too, that the men seem to be more upset about it than the women. And that's actually a good thing, because I feel like men should be vocal about that. You know, they, you know, we don't want our women to be that. We want you ladies to be something more than that. And I feel like because maybe of women's lib, you know, men are afraid to say that, and you know, like, oh, you know, but you don't want to sway one. See, to me, everything in moderation. You don't want to go too far to the right. You don't want to go too far to the left. You know what I'm saying? I think a woman can decide who she wants to be, but sometimes, you know, it makes you wonder when you see these images, did she make that choice knowing or feeling that was her only choice? You know, was that the only choice she picked from the box, or was it, you know, or was it one that she felt like maybe was her only one?
It's funny you say that, because I listened to the interview with her this morning, Cardi B, that is, and the song is called WAP, WAP. Mm-hmm. Jerry, you know what WAP means, right?
Mm-mm, I don't. I'm corny. I'm sorry. Fill me in.
You probably can't say it right now. You can tell it later, but it's not.
Okay. She didn't really want, she sounded like she just kept saying that, yes, yeah, it's just so nasty. It's just so nasty. Like, so it made you think, like, well, is someone telling her to make this song, or is someone telling her, this is your character, you got to be this person? Because she, during the interview, she's talking about like how nasty the song is. I'm like, well, if you think the song is so nasty, why'd you make it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, what does WAP, I must really be corny because I'm not getting it. I'm getting
wireless. Yeah, you can tell I'm not going to say
it. I got wireless application protocol. Like,
that's what it should mean, right?
It's almost there, Cherry, almost.
Almost. I need to look up the urban.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know, Courtney makes fun of me, okay? Because I don't watch TV, and I don't ever know what's trending, and I'm all out of the loop. WAP.
So do you feel like, because in control of characters, like an obligation to make sure the women, not just the women, but in general, like, I mean, because, you know, we got a lot of guys that, you know, that are perceived as being thugs or whatever like that, and they think that imagery is being cool too. Like what role do you feel as someone behind the scenes as well? Like, do you the responsibility? Do you have any? Do you feel like that? That you have any responsibility with that?
I think, like, it's a complicated answer. You know, right. It definitely is, because, again, you have to tell that character's truth. You know, so in doing that, you know, I think there are ways to say certain things, you know, there's ways to imply certain things without having to be graphic, without having to be savage, you know. And I think that also, you know, on the show, the cool thing about the show too is that you do have voices of reason, voices of conscience on the show. It's not just a street show by any stretch of the imagination. While a lot of the people come from the streets of Camden, you do have a lot of positive people, a lot of positive images that kind of like sway the moral compass, you know what I mean? So it, you know, it's not just one type of character that you're gonna see.
You know. I'm smiling because he just wrote me what it means. And I was over here just Googling and I was like, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. So the two women that you named earlier, one that does power and then Shonda Grimes. I have personally worked with a lady named Megan DeLoach, another one, Sarah and Vita Spears. Those are the only Black female writers that I know.
Oh, wow.
And so now you, and that I've gotten a chance to work with, you are now filling in that catalog.
Right. How cool is that?
Awesome.
Thank you so much for allowing me to do that. I, you know, for being, you know, somebody that, you know, could be on your show and get that opportunity.
Thank you for being here. Are you kidding me? What's next for you?
What's next for me?
Yes.
I'm actually about to direct my first feature film. So it's an independent film. It's something that I wrote. It's called Black Money. It's a great, great story. And you know, I can't wait for people to see it. So we're about to start filming actually tomorrow. So
congratulations, so Shakira is here to stay.
Yes, God willing.
Nice. Absolutely, claim it. Do you have anything else for her, Courtney?
Well, no. Can you expand on Black Money?
Oh, sure. So Black Money is a story about a young politician who is from the streets, and he decides to develop his own cryptocurrency exclusively for the Black community. And he does so by assembling his former street crew to help fund and support it. And so in the midst of all of that, all of this drama, you know, ensues, because as you can imagine, it wouldn't be an easy feat to accomplish. And so, yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's action packed, and it's a really good story. It's very timely considering everything that we have going on, you know, in the state of our lives and as a people and politically and everything. So I just kind of wanted to write something that I felt might possibly be a solution, you know, maybe, or something to at least address it and, you know, in some way, like what's going on.
Well, I mean, and what you're talking about is realistic, because if you look in the history of America, mostly everything that's kind of legal now has started by a white man and his mob or gang. So when you say that about a Black man, you know, wanting to do this and he had to get his old street crew, that's tradition in the American way. You know, they just don't like for us to be like that. You know what I mean? But that's, I mean, look at the way liquor was made legal. Same thing, you know. I can't wait to see it.
Me too. Now I'm really interested, because I've been hearing a lot this year about how segregation was the worst thing that happened to Black wealth and to Black people. So with your model, because anytime we put out a film, we are putting out a model, with your model that you're putting out there, do you feel like somebody could take this and it could be our new way of life?
Oh, absolutely. I you know what? We, like, as a people, we've been through a lot in this nation. And a lot of times I think what's happened is it kind of like, it dampened a lot of hope. Like, you know, like when you like look, you know, for instance, you look at Black Wall Street and it being burnt down, and it's like it seems like every time you try and you get beaten back down, you know, and you have to start from scratch. But I personally believe that this is the generation to do it. This is the generation to break that glass ceiling. You know what I mean? I think that because kids now are so smart, smarter than ever, you know what I mean? There's information everywhere. It's just really a matter of us believing that it's possible, you know, to have our own economy. I mean, you know, everyone always says what's wrong and why we can't. And I'm not really that type. I'm not a why we can't type of person. I'm more like, well, no, we can because, you know, we can do this. So, you know, to me, that's really, you know, what I'm about. And hopefully that'll be contagious, you know, like, no, we can, you know, like, we can do this. And this is how we're, you know, we can do it. And so really, that's really what my contribution to what's going on is currently is about. You know, I kind of speak through my art. That's what I want to do. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I just want to make the best use of my energy and my time. So I just speak through my art, you know, and hopefully people will get it. So
that's beautiful. Girl, you got a fan.
Likewise. Oh my God. You kidding me?
Thank you so much for being here. I'm uber excited about you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
How can we follow you, like, on social media?
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram at Shakira Ruiz. Yeah, I just changed it. So at Shakira Ruiz. Same thing on Facebook.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Ah, girl. Thank you. I appreciate it so much. Yeah.
Great meeting you.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak. You know, I really am grateful for that.
No, thank you. And anytime you want to come back, just let us know, okay?
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Much success.
Yes.
Thank you.
I am so excited. That hour with women, like, rejuvenated
me. I know, right?
We don't get that. Like, not often.
Not often. Absolutely not often. And you know, sometimes the energies are skewed between women, unfortunately. So we're still working through that, you know, but it's good to work with, you know, with a sister that, you know, has good energy, and it's encouraging because, like, you just made me feel like, yay, you know, I'm almost there.
It means so much. You know, Kelly, I got to work with Kelly for a long time, Kelly Williams, and we really do like each other. Mm-hmm. And so I just believe that once we all are able to unite and find our sisterhood, we're going to be so much more powerful.
So much more. Absolutely. So much more.
Mm-hmm. So to watch you and Terrell carry on that sisterhood just makes me grin. Sorry, Courtney, not trying to leave you out. You know what I'm saying? But
oh, that's dope. I love seeing beautiful Black women on stage. Hey, I'm turning this down.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, well, thank you again, and much success to you and all your endeavors. And, you know, I just pray that this show goes really far for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Brought to you by Less Is More Events. Get lime.
Shop all things Cherry Johnson at TheRealCherry.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.